Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, live and feeder contracts are likely to open substantially lower this morning, pressured by residual selling, long liquidation, and struggling wholesale prices. The hog issue should open on a mixed basis today, as specs and commercials position ahead of Thursday's June Hogs and Pigs report. Now, although the cattle market seemed to start the week on a renewed note of optimism, psychology's quickly soured thanks to crashing futures and imploding beef cutouts. Such a false start could make it tough for feedlot managers to hold the cash line over the next several days. FedCalExchange.com business later this month could spark country trade volume in one direction or the other. Now, expect the hog trade to open the day with bids steady to a dollar higher. This week's slaughter should be around almost 2.2 million head, up slightly from last week. Carcass weights trended seasonally lower last week. Weights are below last year as well as the five-year average, and they're expected to trend lower over the next 8 weeks or so. Now, the corn market lost some of its luster yesterday as late selling erased most of the early gains, while soybeans held on to close about 4 cents higher. Corn and soybeans both received a lift much of the day from USDA's crop ratings that came out late on Monday. USDA left corn unchanged and dropped soybeans 1 point on the good to excellent rates, while the trade expected some improvement for both crops. Spring wheat led the wheat markets higher yesterday, with July spring wheat peaking near a three-year high. After USDA lowered the crop rating, the winter wheat markets closed higher but had lesser gains than the spring. Corn closed a fraction higher but well down from the session highs. The wet forecasts through early July are mostly favorable for the corn crop. And soybeans closed higher for the third straight day but remain under key moving averages and well down from a week ago. The lower crop rating prompted buying, but gains were kept in check by the wet forecast for this week and for next week. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
But folks at Superior Livestock proudly presenting the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
On our livestock futures, August live cattle down 325 at 115.02. October down 250 at 112.77. August feeder cattle down 457, 144.87. And September down 437 at 144.52. July hogs down 55 cents, 86.47. And the August hogs down 12 cents at 78.55. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 4.25, 457.25. And September up 4.25, 475.75. Chicago wheat, July up 3.25 at 453.25. September was up 3.5 at 469. July corn up 0.25, 359.25. September was up 0.5 cent, 367.75. July soybeans up 4.5, 911.25. And August up 4.75 at 916. July cotton down 56, 73.88. October down 65, 69.10. August crude oil down 13, 44.11. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.